I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'll take you for a ride on the devil's ship. I'll take you for a ride where you sink or swim. Now come with me and let this story begin.
I'm so sorry.
Fucking piece of shit.
Are back to redo the podcast we did last week because
it was so sad.
It was so sad.
What the fuck?
Nihilist.
I had to kill myself when we left. Me and boys were driving over. Like, what's the point, man?
Literally,
what's the point of life?
Josh is in the car home. Anytime I talk about this kind of stuff, I want to kill myself.
An old Arab man embarrassed me earlier. This isn't a good day.
And then me and Boris were smoking weed, okay? And I have these crazy theories in life, but I realized, I was like, this guy, he just got high. I can't tell him this theory, but I could tell him now that he's sober and he's not going to be like, this is real. But I have a theory that, you know how they say, like, sometimes, like, they say you relive your life over and over again?
You don't have to stop. Keep going with your nonsense.
Okay. I believe that if you... I don't believe, but I think if you kill yourself and you have a moment in time you want to go back to.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Like you decide, like, let's say like I want to go back to my bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
You know, and I kill myself and I go, okay, go back to the bar mitzvah. I just wake up in the bar mitzvah.
That's not how it works. don't
it'd be
try
a cool
it.
Movie, though.
It'd don't
cool
try it. Movie. You're no, a lunatic.
It. Yeah, you can't try it, but it'd be a cool movie.
It would be a very cool movie. Or the movie would end in 10 minutes.
The guy kills himself. It's just over.
The whole movie is just depressing. Just a guy who killed himself, but he was delusional. He kept going back to the bar mitzvah. And like, no, homie, you dead.
Also, both funny people.
Why do you like funny people? That's a garbage movie.
That's I texted him 10 times at 4 in the morning.
It's 4 in the morning. He's like, do you like funny people? Like in general? He's like, the movie. I go, ugh, it's garbage. He's like, no, it's the best.
Bro, I love this movie so fucking much. It's so good, okay? And there's a scene in the movie. It's just so incredible. Can we watch just the scene?
No, because I hate you. And to be fair, I haven't seen it since it came out. I think I went to theaters when it came out in theaters. And this was like... 37 years ago.
Yeah.
So I don't remember it.
2009.
I remember not liking it, but then again, maybe I didn't like it. There's a lot of Jews. Maybe that's the reason why. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I did consider that there's a lot of Jew jokes, and like that's what it is. Is maybe
I was just
also
fucking
why
with you.
I like it. You know what I mean? No,
was just,
genuinely.
That was a joke.
You know, like it's just like.
Honestly, this is what I remember, and I could be wrong. I remember that I was expecting. I wanted to go in because I had all my like. A lot of people that I like that are funny.
Yeah.
But it ended up being sad. And maybe that's what threw me off.
It's sad, but it's so funny too. And it's true because it's a different tone. It's not something you were expecting in like an Adam Sandler movie.
Maybe that's what it was.
But
I did love the other Adam Sandler one. The one where his wife died in 9/11. It was sad, but it was very good.
That was what? Punch Drunk?
No. It was something else.
Uncut Gems?
No, Uncut Gems was great.
Just not his wife died.
I don't know. I haven't seen any of them.
You haven't seen
Uncut Gems?
No. I just watched Tropic Thunder for the first time last night. I'm behind on movies.
Listen to me, child. I'm going to give you a list
Alan
of shit.
Johnson.
What,
oh, no,
Alan?
Sorry.
What are you talking about? Rain Over Me. That's it.
Yeah. Alan Johnson.
He's such a... you can't even Google.
Rain Over Me. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was great. So, I love Adam Sandler. Maybe it deserves... funny people might deserve a rewatch from me.
We got to see the scene.
Which
Poseidon,
scene?
Can you look up...
you have to go to YouTube.
Funny people... bar cameo scene. Or funny, yeah, funny people bar cameo scene.
3 minutes in, podcast copyrighted.
Yeah, right away.
Oh, yeah, it's true. We should
try
this.
We
could skip it.
Look, if it gets taken down, what are you going to do?
This one, go to the longer one, whichever one's longer.
Oh, with Eminem?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Is that Norm MacDonald?
Yeah.
Oh,
bro.
I don't remember, but now
if
you make me sad.
If it's on YouTube movie clip, then
let's go.
It should be fine.
Just a random channel called Movie Clip.
Oh, that would be
it. It has a check mark, bro. It has a check mark.
It's actually called Movie Clips.
Okay. No.
Let's go. You got volume?
Yeah, I think so. Can you hear?
Man, you got cured of AIDS.
You got cured of AIDS.
Hey, let me get you a cocktail. Hey, not an AIDS cocktail, regular.
No, I don't want it.
I'm going to get one of them ribbons.
Holy shit.
Unbelievable. This guy, man. You got the women, you got the fame, and you can't fucking die. Did you suck the devil's dick? What is it, man? I want to know the secret.
I actually told a bunch of people we did have sex, so if you could go along with that.
You did?
Yes.
Everybody wants to fuck me, but it's better that I don't. Because you don't want the mystery is definitely more flattering than the reality is so like floppity. Like
floppity, right, yeah, lippity.
That look like this, like a sandwich, like if there's like meat coming.
Oh.
I could get.
Oh, look at that.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all the cameos. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
How did he know he had it? He was saying, he said that he was like dizzy and tired, and he went to the doctor, and then he just got it was in his blood work.
That sucks, because I get dizzy and tired.
Really?
Anybody gets sick, I think I'm going to get it. Is it contagious? It's not contagious. Can you get it like...
I hope not. I don't think so. I've been around him a lot. I feel
oh, not too, because you, when you were talking, a little bit of your spit hit my lip.
You did?
Yeah, not that you got it, but he spits on your lip, you spit on mine. Next thing you know, I'm dead, and my wife's fucking George Lopez.
What I think the best thing for you would be, you know, the best cure, besides the real cure, is to get back to work and do what you do.
I can't remember. Was he cured at this point?
Yeah, so this is like his party after he like gets rid of the disease.
For you.
Oh, good.
We have to be ready for this. Paul Rudd wants to do a bromance with you.
I think I might. I just might even not look for a little while. I was thinking maybe this.
So you want to watch this whole thing or is there a point? Because I'm not watching 12 minutes.
There's a minute left, no?
Yeah, there's a minute left.
Minute left.
Normal one, just see if I can handle that. Funny, you should say that because I invited someone.
This is my favorite part.
I invited this woman here today that I think you really like. I think you really hit it off with her. She's great. She's something new for you.
Oh, she's something
new. A real person. She's not a waitress. She's not an actress.
All right, thanks.
You know, the internet dating thing actually kind of works.
That's good.
I've actually been on a couple of J-dates.
No way. What's that? Yeah.
Why does she look familiar?
It's a J-date.
She's in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, that's where she's from. Okay, yeah.
It's a website where
she's that bitch.
Jewish people can
the
find
nurse.
Each other.
Really? A whole list of Jewish people. I didn't think Jewish people like to be on lists.
Yeah. Because of the Holocaust.
Wow.
How's this going, buddy?
So that I would say the same thing.
It's been great to meet
you. It's just so perfect. Like I genuinely
But that's the kind of
that,
jokes
like,
that I say.
Okay, whatever. That's why it was shorter. It cut the M&M part.
But
anyways,
it's okay. But
that's
the kind of jokes I would say. That's not a bad joke.
It's
a good
really
joke.
Just like, yeah, it's great. And I just think the whole movie, it's just like, it's also like L.A. Like, L.A. is not a scene I would ever want to live in. Like, people, weird people, you know what I mean? There's weird reason, but like, I think they get, I've never lived there, so I don't know, but I think they get the dynamic so well. Like, Seth Rogen has two roommates, one of them's, like, doing better in stand-up, one of them's an actor and a douchebag. It's just, like, all, like, the whole movie is just, I watched it as a kid, I loved it. I didn't even think about doing stand-up comedy, watching the movie. It was just something I loved. Now, like, watching, like, as someone who's been doing comedy for a few years, I see it from, like, a different perspective.
Yeah.
Fucking love it.
Okay, because I like that scene too. I might like the movie. I'll rewatch it.
By the way,
hold on.
Oh,
I gotta tell him something because of that joke. I remember I had a joke on stage where when I first found out about, you know, the Hasidic Jews in Uchimo.
Yeah.
So every Friday was like a thing. They would like get on these buses and all that, and they would go to like some place for the weekend or for Saturday or whatever. It would be like a, I don't know what the fuck it was. You probably know better than I do, but they go to some kind of like Jewish camp or something.
Okay.
Shit. I don't know. So then I remember seeing that by the train tracks, and they're all just lining into buses, and they're getting. And I go, personally, if I was the head of the Jewish community, I would not take this chance. I would be so against it. The second someone would offer up the idea of let's just round up all the Jews, I'd be like, look, I don't know about this. But then they're all like, do, what could go wrong? It's like, I'll tell you what could go wrong.
You'd have like a meeting with like the other like Hasidic Jews. You'd be like, so Shmuley is saying we get on these buses. You think Shmuley's working for somebody?
Yeah. Fucking Shlomo says we get on these goddamn buses. But it's like, the last time this didn't work out well for us. It's like, no, we got a good deal.
It is weird how adamant they are about getting rounded up.
Yeah.
Like they all stay in their country, their communities. It's like you think they disperse.
Yeah. Stop agreeing to be rounded up. We're trying to help you. Stop it. Disperse. Yeah. So how are things?
Things are great. Fucking, I don't know, bro. Fuck, I'm fried, bro.
So here's what we're starting. We got Shinebox at the third floor on Thursday nights. We got the Bordel Tuesday nights at 9:15. There's going to be a secret show that's starting next week.
Ooh.
We're going to see if it works, but we're going to start doing 11 p.m. Friday nights at the third floor comic club. Just a secret show. You don't know who's going to be there. You don't even know what they're going to do. We don't know. Like, there's literally no. It's not just a regular comedy show. It could be anything. It could literally be an hour of a famous actor bearing his soul. It could be anything. It could be a bunch of comics testing shit with people bringing them on stage, doing a game show. You don't know. It's a secret, secret thing. You can't talk about it. Improv. You don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun.
It could be Wait, literally anything. It could be someone bearing
Friday nights at 11 at the third floor. It's always fun. 11 p.m. It's a secret show, late night secret show. A lot of hotties are involved, both male and female. They're all over the place. That whole building. So it's just a good secret time for only the cool people, cool cats in the city
only.
To come hang out. You have to be cool to hang out because there's going to be a lot of cool
Look,
Hollywood
just
because
you names. Buy a ticket, it doesn't mean you're going to get in.
That's
you
true,
know?
Too.
You gotta...
I mean, you're probably going to get in if you bought a ticket. It'd take a lot for us to say no.
That was a joke.
But be cool. Be cool, because there's going to be a lot of cool people there, is what I'm saying.
No, it's going to be fucking sick.
Ben Affleck. Excited.
Is it starting tomorrow?
No, next week. It was supposed to start tomorrow, but Ben Affleck's flight got... I'm not even talking
this
about...
This guy, fucking Ben Affleck, bro.
Ben Affleck can't. It has nothing to do with the show. I just want to let you guys know that Ben Affleck's flights also get canceled, just like us. So he's a regular dude.
By the way,
before
you get mad at me afterwards, I'm telling you right now, on the macros, accidentally pressed 4 instead of 2, and it showed that it was the French cast for like about 2 seconds.
Yep. Pantelis is like...
I'm going to flip this fucking table, bro.
And then you said for 2 seconds?
Yeah, about 2 seconds, 2-3 seconds.
It definitely was more than 2-3 seconds. Like
it
was
for you to bring it up, you bringing it up was longer than 3 seconds.
Yeah, you bringing it up brought more attention to it.
No, it was right after. It was right after the clip. I'm just letting you know so you don't get upset.
I'm already upset.
Oh, so you don't get upset after, so you just get upset now.
So get upset during the show.
I will interrupt the whole show and by the way.
Be angry during the whole fucking
show.
I was
wrong for 2 seconds, by the way. You needed to know that right now.
Because that's how he opened, too. You were talking, and he goes, by the way, guys, I'm sure that it was up until that moment it was French cast, the whole pod.
Do you know what he does? He's going to dinner now. Let's say it's him and his girlfriend going to his girlfriend's family. And right before they get in, he turns to his girlfriend and goes, oh, by the way, I had a dream last night. And then I woke up and I was jerking off to your sister. All right, let's go. And then she's like, what the fuck? He's like, no, but I was just dreaming. Like, she wasn't, it was a dream. She was being all hot and sucking me off. And stuff. And she's like, why are you telling me this? Like, It was two seconds.
I woke myself up.
Yeah, so and it wasn't even real. I'm just letting you know that it was in my dreams. And, like, that's the kind of guy he is. He's like, it was only 2 seconds. I don't know why she's overreacting.
Has he ever fucked with you before you got on stage? Like, right before?
Yeah, he has. He knows how to piss me off. And then he's like, oh, but I wasn't trying to piss you off. I was just telling you something that would piss you off right before you went on stage. But I thought I could tell you, and then it won't piss you off because I told you the thing that's going to piss you off, and then you can forget about it because, like, he doesn't.
But also, I feel like your comedy gets captured much better when you're angry.
Yeah, bro, this is psychotic, this guy. And he's never wrong. He's never wrong.
He basically is saying he breaks your career by pissing you off, bro.
He's going to ruin my career.
You are. Every time, bro. It's crazy.
That's always his excuse. I'm making it better. He's a heckler. He's yelling out the N-word. People are like, guys, it's inappropriate to yell the N-word. I'm making the show better. I'm contributing.
He's a heckler to your
no,
life.
No, we literally, like, we need to, like...
The N-word goes viral.
Like,
everybody knows this.
He needs, like, ketamine therapy or something. Just, like, there's no way he'll ever admit he's wrong ever.
By the way, the I'm never wrong thing that you deal with me, I deal with him. He's never wrong with me as well, by the way.
That's literally the opposite. I'm wrong, and I even admit it all the time.
That's what we do. We admit, you don't have to tell us we're wrong.
You just don't like it when I say, you don't think about it. When I say I'm wrong, you don't hear it. You only hear when I'm right. So it pisses you off. But I'm wrong all the time.
So much gets fixed with the two words, just my bad.
Yeah,
it's just it ends.
That's it. It's done.
But I do say my bad all the time.
No, all the time. You say my bad all the time, but you don't take responsibility.
I wanna talk about this.
My bad, but dude, I didn't see the tree. Like, it's always
the tree wasn't there last time.
I want to say it on the pod because I want people to comment. I want them to let us know what, like, humans. Because I'm not really a good civilian, so I'm not a good example of, like, how to go about things. So maybe I'm wrong in this situation,
okay,
right?
I'm listening.
So last week we did the pod, right? Okay, Poseidon's the man. He lets us know when we're doing a pod, right?
Yep.
We were doing the pod 1 p.m. He texted me 10:30 a.m. that day.
I love him.
Now, Borge came and told me the night before, so I knew. So I was good. But he didn't know that. And when I came in, I said, bro, he texted me 10:30 in the morning, and I just expect him to go, whatever. I'm sorry. I should have texted you earlier. And he goes, but what do you want me to text you at night? You want me to text you at 10 p.m.? I go, you know, like, I'm a comedian every night.
You want me to text you during your regular working hours?
A bartender who's working till 3 in the morning. I don't.
Yeah, that's true. You're working till 3 in the morning? He's like, what am I going to text you when I know you're awake? That's retarded.
Yeah, bro, I'm trying to follow the rules 9 to 9, bro. That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to help you here. And then he didn't even text me at 9.
And I was at the bordel when Patelos goes, yo, bored you good? Yo, text Josh. He for sure woke up like, fuck, did I text Josh?
Guaranteed, and he's never going to tell
us. No. I waited.
And then he texts me.
No, I waited until the next day.
He texts me, yo, can you call Josh? He's not answering.
Yeah, immediately. He texts me at 10:30 in the morning. I'm not up at 10:30 in the morning. And then he texts me.
Well, that's your problem.
No, it's not. It's my schedule.
That's a you problem.
But it's no, this is just how I live my life. It's just you can't expect someone to run here.
Much like you, he lives an alternative lifestyle, but his alternative is fucking weird. You know what? You're like a weird alcoholic Jewish owl.
I really am, bro.
It's fucking it's 1 p.m. It's 1 p.m. He's hibernating. You can't find him. At 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, you can't find him. But then at 4 o'clock in the morning, he's wearing glasses on a tree outside, being like, funny people. You watching funny people? Grrr. It's fucking crazy. It's insane.
So you see, I'm not wrong.
No, you are still wrong.
You're still wrong because that's the time you should have messaged him because he's hibernating at 10 a.m.
It's you guys are chilling in the green room at Bordel. Why would you not be able to text me then? If you guys are chilling, I don't know.
No, hold on. It was 9:15. We were
so you just passed 9 to 9, 15 minutes late.
And the show is about to start.
Also, what is 9 to 9? You just made that up in the moment as an excuse. No one's ever said 9 to 9.
Yes, I've never heard 9 to 9.
Yes. What is 9 to 9? Yes. Hold on. Larry David, curb your enthusiasm.
It's not 9 to 9. The rules are, and the same are for me, if you call me before 10 a.m. and we don't have it's kind of weird. I find that weird. And at night, it's either 10 or 11 p.m. You got to figure out what your boundaries are. Me, I think my cutoff is 9 p.m. unless we're homies. Yes. But if you're a stranger and you call me after 10, that's fucking weird.
But call is a text.
Yeah,
or text. Instagram DM, like whenever.
Yeah, Instagram DM is whenever. That's the beauty I find about emails and Instagram.
Yeah.
You could send them there right away.
Yes.
Just because you know you're not disturbing the person.
Ever.
You know, so those ones I like. But text, if I don't know you well enough, outside of like a time that I know you're working, that I know you're awake, I'll be scared to do it because I don't want to be that, you know, you're sleeping. You think it's an emergency?
Well, yeah.
And it's going to be like, yo, you want to do a podcast?
But then also, like, low-key, like, it's not the fucking, like, early 2000s anymore. We have the abilities to, like, tell our phones when to go on and off. Like,
mine goes on...
All of our phones can, yeah, do not disturb, easy. Like, yeah. We can fucking set it up. Like, also, Poseidon, we've known each other now, 2 years plus?
Allegedly.
Yeah, very well we've known each other 2 years. Bro, text me 4 in the morning, bro. You're thinking about me jerking off? Text me. Let me know.
Well, because for me, I'm thinking like, would this, when I, so, okay, hold on. Let me recollect.
He's acting like there's like a thought process besides he just forgot.
Exactly.
No,
that
no,
is
no.
Exactly
but
I didn't just me off. Thank
listen,
you,
no, but I didn't no, forget. It.
You guys are adorable.
That is listen exactly it. That is
listen
exactly
you,
it.
You fucking banjo. Listen to me. Okay?
You didn't go. He told you in the green room. You didn't go. Okay, I'm going
to
text him at 10:30 in the morning.
I was about to text you in my car. I was in my car and I was about to text you. And I was like, would this bother me at this time? And the answer was yes. So I didn't text you. I'm like,
but
I'm just going to text
him. You're sitting in your car.
Yeah, but I was thinking if I was you, like if I was, I don't know, because in my head, I'm like, I'm at home or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Like the 9 to 9 thing.
Bro, 9 to 9 is not a real
9 to 9.
The 9 to 9, brother.
Because I'm thinking like if somebody, like I know we know each other a bit better now, but still like if you text me after 9 p.m., I'm going to get a little bit upset.
You want to laugh about upset? You know how you were talking about your vampire self-tape? You're like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So I just got my agents like, yo, they just asked if you want to send in a self-tape for a Walmart commercial. It's the 30th anniversary. And I'm like, I could do the self-tape, but you know what the odds are of them picking me?
Yeah.
0.0. Because the way it works in acting, just so you, I'll give you something.
I would love.
The way it works in acting is they cast a wide net and they say audition it. Normally, they already know who they're going to pick. They know the guy. Everyone knows it. But in order to maintain this farce of it's fair, they make everyone audition. That's what it is. And they always do that. And
I don't know.
I
believe in you. I believe they're going to see yourself today and be like, fuck yeah, this guy looks like
that's
he works
the Walmart guy.
This guy looks like he works at Walmart.
You can be the face of this AKD Walmart right now.
Bro, that would be the best.
You're a Park X Walmart manager.
Like, I have a
you
question.
You could do it easy.
Do you? I was thinking about this last night. I go, is there a can I go back into a normal world? Can I go back and continue my career where it left off before I was doing podcast and comedy and get a job? I don't think so.
I think you could.
No, no. I think I could pull it off. I'm amazing. But I don't think anyone would hire me.
Outside of Quebec, maybe.
Outside of Quebec, yeah. But in Quebec, they're going to be like, I can't because I still see you as that guy. So he's a comedian. I can't.
I don't think so.
If they're
I
a
think,
fan, especially.
No, I, yeah. think you're, I think you're good to go.
I'm going
to
test the theory out.
You have to go work for like a really old guy.
I'm
going to
test the theory. I'm going to send CVs it, bro, and see if anyone even calls.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Can we do a series?
Can we record this?
Can we come? We film the audition.
I'm willing to do
Tim Hortons, bro. You working at Tim Hortons would be a blast.
Oh, that'd be so funny. Him as a manager of a bunch of dumbasses, like at a low job.
I have.
Be pretty funny.
So people that I used to work with, that I used to manage, there's some that became fans of the shows and stuff. And I remember they had come once to talk to me and like was so excited. And one of them, she was trying to explain to people, she's like, he was the best fucking manager. It's that. I used to on stage, that was how he would manage. He was the best. He was the best. I was like, yeah, because as a manager, I just get really upset if you're doing something stupid. But like, I give people are happy to go to work.
Yes,
people are always happy to go to work. So what happened is I used to work at a video game before I was doing EA. It was video game testing. And they used to make me, whenever they needed tons of overtime on the weekends, they used to ask me to run it because people would not want to work weekends overtime. Like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
But if it was me, people like, okay, I'll fucking go. I know it's going to be fun. Okay, like, I'm going to get the job done. Because I'd be very, very dude. I'd be like, look, I need you to do this, this, and this. We're going to fuck around the rest of the time. We're going to have fun. But the job needs to get done.
Because, yeah, that's important, too, is to, like, know what's actually important to get done. Yeah,
exactly.
And so many people just are like, no, 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 keep doing stuff.
And, yeah, that which everybody hates, including me. And also, I'm not the type of guy, like, I used to have teammates. And then when I became a producer and I was managing teams of developers, bro, there's some developers, and I get it, they work better at certain hours. So what I would do is I'd be like, look, this is what I need done from you this week. Can you promise you'll get it done by Friday? Be like, yeah. I go, okay, so the rest around this, you're an adult. I don't care. And what that would mean is even though everyone's coming in at 10 a.m., you don't want to come in at 10. You want to come in at noon and work 2 hours later or come in at 5 and work till midnight. I don't care. Go ahead and do it. As long as you get your shit done, time promised, that's all I really care about. So I don't need you to do it within these hours as long as it's done at the end. And they love that shit, dude. Some of the other managers will get so pissed at me, like, he should be here. I go, no, he shouldn't. The guy works better if he sleeps an extra hour. I'm going to get more work.
Yeah,
I'd rather this guy works a different shift than everyone else, but everything I promised to the client gets delivered than arbitrarily me controlling his lifestyle. He comes in when I tell him, but we're always late.
Yeah.
So everything would always be fucking, I would have, you know, good success rates on time, under budget, this and that. They would freak out as to why. It's because everyone's happy. The second someone else would get involved, they would always fuck shit up. It's like, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. These are the guys making it. I bring them ice cream. I would bring them out like children. It's true. I would bring them to McDonald's and be like, yo, we're going on ice cream.
That's
break.
What
Let's
it
go.
Takes.
Is that
yeah,
what happened
yeah.
to Poseidon?
When
I'd work for ice cream.
At my old job, when they would tell us, yo, for Christmas, we're buying you
I hope
pizza.
The camera's on you right now.
Yo, why are you wearing sunglasses?
Because I'm that fucking cool, bro.
I hope the camera's on him.
It is on me. I switched.
This is absurd. Go on.
I'm going to put the camera on myself for this story. Let me put my glasses on.
When they would
no one's going to recognize me.
When they would buy us pizza, okay, for like Christmas or whatever the fuck, or like working overtime.
They would basically buy me pizza. Because it started and ended with me.
Dude, all abuse went out the window. Forgotten.
Yeah.
All abuse.
Yeah. But I wouldn't abuse me. I'd be very fair. I'd be like, I don't care. You're an adult. I don't care. Because a lot of people, you know what they do, dude? I've seen this and it's the worst in like creative, like you're developing. You make promises to a customer. Let's say you have an app. And when I used to work in mobile apps, it was the same thing. There's certain deliverables. You go, look, by Friday, we're sending you a build of your app that has this, this, this in it. We're going to test it out, make sure. Sometimes something doesn't work out. Sometimes there's bugs that we find last minute. People would panic, lie, and it would cause this whole thing. I would literally either call up right away or send an email and be like, look, guys, this is the situation. We could send to you now, but we found XYZ bug. It's fucking huge. It's no big deal. We want to QA it over the weekend. We'll send you Monday, end of day, maybe Tuesday morning, but let us get this. These are problems. Every time I'd be honest, they'd be like, oh, that makes sense. Yeah,
that's it.
Because you're not dealing with a patient who needs and they're going to die. You're dealing with a mobile app. It's not the end of the world. Be honest with them. bro, other people would bullshit. They would yell at their teeth. Everything would become negative. No, just be fucking, this is what we're dealing with. Let's fix it. Yeah. And then right away, tell, look, can we get this done? They'd be like, we could if we work overtime. You want to work overtime? I got this on Saturday. I got this. Okay, let's make it work. What time can you come in? I'll come in. I'll be there for 20 hours. I don't care. I'll be with you guys. I'll fucking tell jokes. We'll do our stuff. Like, okay. So I'd make it work so it comes out. You know, like you, I would find ways to make it work. And then I see these fucking idiots, bro. They're just like, it's 10:05.
Yeah.
And guys like, yeah, you just came in. You're supposed to be here at 10. It's like, bro, it's not elementary school. Like, fuck. And now you're making them, they're negative. They're not happy to be at work. The worst bosses, bro. They're over your head. They're over your fucking head. What minute were you in? It's the worst. They don't see that they're causing
okay.
more.
Okay, I do have to say sometimes, like, if people are, like, 5-10 minutes late every time, if it's an established thing,
job.
It doesn't matter. It depends the job, for sure.
A waiter, a thing, you can have that happen if there's a set time.
You know, that's it, exactly.
But a job like this where the developer, let's say, he's not missing a meeting. He's just expected by the end of the week to have this much of work done.
Yeah, that's
I don't care. I really don't care.
Exactly.
You're going to get the work done the time you get. If you promise me that and you get it done, your time is
not for
nothing.
Not everyone's good at video games, and sometimes you need to be good at a game to get through the stages to test the bugs.
I'm not even talking about testing. I'm talking about developing.
Okay.
So do your thing.
Yeah.
Do your fucking thing. You want to come in 2 hours late, leave 2 hours later. I don't care. You're
that's
on salary
as long
anyway.
As you're getting the job shit. Done, it's 100%.
Yeah. That's how all bosses should be. If you're listening to it right now, you make certain limits of what you need from them, what you expect, and then the rest, don't try to control people's lives. Somebody might want to get up at 11:30 and be like, you know what? I'm going to go I'll be back in 2 hours. I'm going to go do some shopping, go to the gym, whatever. I'm going to work. I remember at EA, that's what made me happy. They got me a gym membership this back when I used to work at EA, and the gym was in front. So, bro, I wouldn't think about anything. I'd go to work sometimes when there was nothing for me in the morning. I'd show up at 11. They had, like, breakfast stuff. I would eat it. I'd end up, at 2 going to the gym or noon to 2, going to the gym, coming back. Bro, I'd stay there because I had shit to do till, let's say, 10, 11 p.m. sometimes. It was Friday. I didn't feel like I was overworking.
No, you had a job in mind, and you're like, I need to do my work.
Yeah, you end up producing more because you're not counting the clock. I'd come in the morning after to help out people working overtime and coming in, and you wouldn't think about it because you'd be comfortable.
I've had a lot of people who I speak to who work with unions. They got a union job, and it's like there's many benefits to unions, but then there was something where they'd be like, we're doing a job and like there's something there, and for whatever reason in the union laws you don't have to do that job, so they tell you don't do it, and all the guys just stand around and do nothing. The guy's like, but I just want to fucking finish the job. We could just finish the job right now.
Yeah, we'll be done.
No, nah, don't fucking pick it up. It's not your fucking job to pick that up. You don't have to fucking pick that. It's crazy.
I hate that shit. Can you give me water?
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I wanted to bring something up, kind of a crazy situation.
Oh boy.
Taylor Swift, Time Magazine Person of the Year, genuinely deserved. Fucking Taylor Swift crushed it this year, okay? In the article.
You think I'm going to forgive her?
Listen, I get it, but you have to understand, bro.
I'm the only person in this room that has legit beef with her.
Yeah.
I'll forgive her.
Okay, God bless. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm a Swiftie. I'm a big Swiftie.
Good for you, Taylor. I'll let bygones be bygones. Whatever happened at the American Music Awards in 2013.
Basically.
When I got kicked out during rehearsals because you were anyways.
Because you were jerking off
you
in
just
the corner.
No. You didn't know who I was. You thought, why is this guy enjoying the performance? I'll kick just him out. But it's all right. It's all right. Let bygones be fucking by. It was very embarrassing. You don't know what it's like walking out and everyone stopping until you leave?
That's why he wants to get famous, bro. He wants to get to a place where he could give someone an award. It'd be Taylor Swift and be like, this fucking cunt.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways. Hey, take that back, bro. You can't say that word about
Taylor
Swift. He
loves Taylor Swift. He loves
bro. You can't. You can't.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Taylor Swift on top.
He breaks up through song. When he wants to break up with a chick, he just sends a Swift song.
Pick the one, bro.
He goes, we're done, but.
This is how I feel.
Hear me out. Taylor Swift, in the article, she really doubled down on, like, the shit that happened to her. Basically, Kanye, he did the whole thing where he, like, you know, said it should have been Beyonce, and he stormed on stage.
Yeah,
and
at that point,
yeah, black people deserve a voice. What's your problem?
She's just a kid at that point. It's crazy, you know? Then, a few years later, Kanye wants to write the line about her.
What was the line?
Me and Taylor might still have sex. Or I made that bitch famous. Like, that's the line.
I never even heard about this.
So,
But he ran it by her, to be fair.
This is the crazy part. He said he ran it by her. Kim Kardashian and him filmed a phone call where he calls Taylor Swift and he reads the lyrics and doesn't say all of the parts. And then what Kim Kardashian and Kanye West did was they edited the video together to make it look like Taylor Swift approved, okay? Taylor Swift came out and said, I didn't approve this. This is horrible. But they literally made like a naked version of her in the video, like weird shit, you know? And they said she approved it, right? They're allowed to do it. But then she was like, I never approved this. I'm not okay with this.
That's insane.
They made a video, put it out. They go, Taylor, you're a liar. Here's the proof. Bro, the girl had to go into hiding for like a year because everyone was attacking her. And it's just Kim Kardashian and fucking Kanye just orchestrated this whole thing. It's crazy.
Fucking Kim Kardashian, eh? She acts, you know, all what? Innocent.
He deserves...
The wrath of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
And bro, literally, like, if you, the funniest thing, I love Portnoy. I know you love Portnoy too, bro. He hates Kim Kardashian so much.
Me and Portnoy have something in common now.
He really, bro. And there's, I saw a compilation this morning. Dave Portnoy just shitting on Kim Kardashian for fucking 5 minutes. It's crazy.
Good.
But so, bro, just crazy. And Taylor Swift, person of the year, she got to shit on them. I almost cried this morning, fucking looking at the video, like someone talking about
That's why it was an hour late. Just compilation, just.
He was an hour late. That's true.
Literally. Oh, yeah, sure. We didn't mention that, you piece of shit. Actually, you want to blast?
I was
hold on, bro. You
want
to blast me for messaging you at 10:30 in the morning? Go fuck yourself being an hour late.
Oh, calm down. It's calm down. Guy, I don't know how that's crazy, related. Crazy guy, I don't know how that's crazy related.
He was waiting to say that, but he's
Bro, I mean, I feel like there was something else in there, but he's like, I can't say Jew. I can't say Jew. It's going to be too obvious. I'm going to pretend that I'm mad that he's late.
But what at the end of the day, I pulled a Poseidon. It's still called a Poseidon.
It is called a Poseidon, yeah.
But Poseidon stopped. Times, become a Josh.
Just so you know, I've heard.
I haven't
from
been late in 3 years.
Yeah,
by
just,
the way.
No, no, don't that's say 3 years, joke. You he idiot. That's last time. That's 2020. Don't say that. But
no, you took his joke.
I didn't hear give, it. But to give Poseidon credit, I have been hearing from numerous people that he's stopping to Poseidon. Even like Nick Joseph said the same thing. He goes, bro, I'm very proud of Poseidon.
Nice.
Showed up on time. He's doing this. So the fact that people are noticing means that he's making a big effort.
Well, maybe it was all a long con, bro. He just
no, it wasn't a long con.
No,
he just
he
didn't.
Up for
he was
years.
Lost. He didn't. Also, he never did anything really that needed his full, like, you know, before we started doing this, like, let's say the morning shows when he was late, he wouldn't do live streams. So he didn't go anywhere where 5 minutes or 10 minutes would make a difference. You
okay,
get it? So it also, you're shocking the guy, like, yo, you have to be there at this time, and it's not something he was used to. So it does take a while
the
to get over.
The pandemic was fucked up.
Plus the pandemic, he went through crazy depression, so he was always sad, so he wouldn't sleep well. And then it's hard to wake up when you're depressed. You know
well,
that.
I fully agree. Fully.
When you're depressed,
agree.
It's the hardest to wake up.
And I've been there, bro. One time when I was doing the medical marijuana shit, right before I fully went in, when I was in the transition between like quitting the bar and just doing medical marijuana for a bit, there was a day where like I just shut down, and like everyone was trying to get to me, and my phone was just going all day. I just wasn't answering anyone. I just wasn't doing. I just laid in the dark the whole day.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was bad. But
how'd you get out of that?
I mean, I don't like talking about this, but I ended up trying to kill myself at some point.
Yeah, but what? By the way, you talking about this, you're gonna help someone to not kill themselves.
Yeah,
just so you
yeah.
Know.
It's just not something I really like. Want like it's a normal thing, whatever. But like, it's more like I was wasted when it happened. So it's not like a sober thing I did, and I just wouldn't want people to ever worry that it's going to happen again because it did change my perspective on life and things, and you know what I mean? And since then, I've kind of been like the pandemic, the beginning, the first month got me, but I got back up on my feet. I was fucking ready to go. You know, I started the gambling shit. And, yeah. But yeah, and it's just like, you go, how'd you fix it? I tried to kill myself. It's like a bad, it's a bad ending to that one. So if you're feeling down and you can't get out of bed, grab a knife.
I pulled a Hitler. I tried and failed.
Then I got a trip to Argentina.
Yeah. Yeah, but a lot of people go through it. I've gotten messages from people that listen to shows, this one and the French one, like, thank you for talking about this because I was thinking and I thought I was alone. Because a lot of people think, here's the fucked up thing, because people don't like to talk about it. That they get depressed and everyone gets it. The people who feel it but never heard anyone else talk about it think that there's something wrong with them.
For sure.
And it just drives them further into it. It's like, no, it's the human condition. It's the human condition.
100%. I can say definitely if you're going through shit, stop consuming substances, work out.
Yeah, working out actually, it sounds stupid, but it actually helps.
It really works.
Get rid of all the sugars, all that. It actually helps.
Eat a little bit better. And it's like annoying. You're like, oh, that's going to make me more depressed. It's like, no, it won't. You're going to enjoy the things that you enjoy. And like once
your body cleans it all out of the system, a couple of days in, you start feeling better.
Especially alcohol.
I've heard though, if you're depressed and you try to make your life better, the first week or two, you're more depressed.
Yes.
Yes, fully.
And then you're better.
Yeah,
but exactly. It's like, it's hard for people to get past the 2 weeks because you're already so depressed.
That makes sense.
Then you're doing
sense.
Shit that makes you more depressed. It's like, the fuck am I even doing?
That's
but
it.
Like, and some people who are sad, the only thing they might have is a donut. Like, it sounds stupid, but like, all they have is like their video games or something. That's the only thing that makes them happy. And then you're like telling them to cut it out.
We're not telling you to cut it out. You can still play your video games.
But it's just really like more for me, it's really substances. Like the eating, working out is extra. It's just like if you're depressed and you're saying you have problems in life, but you're still drinking and shit. Even like smoking weed. Like when I started smoking weed, I used to get depressed all the time, but I was very aware. I was like, I'm depressed right now because I smoked too much weed this weekend and my body's just depleted of dopamine or whatever. But like if you're like sad and saying you're sad, but you're drinking all the time, you got to stop fucking drinking. Like, yeah. Alcohol is, like, the worst in terms of, like, getting depressed. Like, that's why you got to keep drinking to, like, fucking shake it off.
Yeah, it's true. If you start at, like, 7, you're done at 10. By midnight, you're, like, you're sad.
Exactly. You're sad. You crash hard on alcohol. And then, like, for me, like, hangovers, I don't give a fuck about a hangover. Ow. It's a shame-over. The anxiety hangover.
Banging a disgusting, ugly girl?
No, I don't do that, bro. Oh.
Isn't that the shame-over?
Well, shame over. That's what. Yeah, a lot of people, they have sex and they have a shame over. But for me, it's more.
Have you ever banged someone and then as soon as you're done, you're like, what did I just do? And you're in the shower crying.
I just honestly like I hope to have. Has a that ever happened like to you? That. I hope to have a moment like that. You
me neither.
Actually,
me
you
neither.
Told me
me
about
neither.
One. Yeah.
No, it's.
Oh,
real.
I have. I remember once I was in the shower actually legitimately crying. I was cool. So like, she's this guy.
There was one time I almost burnt my blanket.
Oh yeah, this guy almost moved.
Actually, oh, yeah. I did hear about that.
Yeah.
Same though. There's one that I couldn't sleep in my bed sheets.
Yeah,
I literally couldn't. I went to go sleep on the couch and I washed them 3 times. Like it was.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I took 5 showers.
Yeah, bro. Men, I've tried. I'm making a whole thing on stage. You know that about the bit about your wiener gets you in more trouble than alcohol or drugs ever will. Yeah. And it's that we have to start talking about in society that there's two different people. Your dick and your normal brain,
yes,
bro, are not even on the same universe.
I do have to say that it's kind of incredible how like sometimes you get impulsive like urges. If you jerk off,
they're gone.
It's gone.
It's insane.
Anybody ever, like if you're going to call a hooker, jerk off first. You still want to call her after?
That's a different story. Yeah.
I used to do that and it wouldn't work on me. I would jerk off 3 times. 3 times and I'd still get
it. I need it.
I'd still like it was.
Can I ask what's
animalistic?
The, like, did you ever like ask for anything specific with hookers?
What do you mean?
Okay, we're never gonna get out of him.
No, he did.
Anything like what's like the most like unique thing or like specific thing that you would have to like ask for?
Like, do you mean like
we don't acknowledge that I'm wearing shades?
It's like, but the thing is you're talking to me. I don't think it's weird. It's you're
he
into
would be
whatever
full
you're
naked.
Into.
But he would wear socks and sunglasses and he'd ask her to not acknowledge it.
Do you take your socks off when you fuck?
Of course.
Okay.
You need grip, bro.
Have you seen the grip socks?
These whores are slippery.
But no, more like, have you ever like, I don't know. Like I know a guy, he pays them extra to eat his ass all the time.
No, me.
How much does that cost?
Like, bro, like an extra $50.
One would assume it'd be more.
Me, my thing was I would get a massage for like about 15 minutes, and then I would massage them because I enjoyed it. That was my
okay, nice
weirdest thing.
And that's then not weird. End up How's getting, that weird?
Well, like if you, like because he said something like specific.
No, that's not weird. Weird would have been if you're like, and then when I was done, I'd be like, I'd force fist them. Like that would be fucking crazy.
And yeah, that was it. And they'd enjoy it. I'd usually end up getting discounts.
Oh,
so give me massage. I give you free blowjob.
But I didn't do it. I didn't do it like thinking like I'm gonna do this massage to get it. I just actually,
I was just trying to chew him down.
Like I was actually enjoying it, and then I was like, and then they were like, oh, this guy was cool, chill, whatever. And then they'd like let me smash for like the same rate and shit.
Nice.
Like, he's a businessman at the end of the day.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I respect it.
He's like, bro, I'm a stickler for savings. You say whoremonger, I say cheapskate.
Imagine that worked everywhere, though. You go to like Starbucks, you start giving a massage. Get $1
that,
off
you know what? Let's make a sketch of that. You just think you trade massages for anything?
Isn't there a guy like that who tried to further his career in comedy in Montreal? Massaging everybody.
Wow, Why does that sound familiar? Oh, shit. I know who you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. Yeah, it didn't work.
No, it did not work.
If also, anything, it had the opposite effect.
Oh, yeah.
Just to say, for the New Year's poster, why are you massaging me in the poster?
But I don't know.
Why did I look Korean? Who made that? You're
Korean. Peter's got a dome like I've never seen on anyone. Matthew, why the fuck is Borzelli driving the car,
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
They made Michelle a fucking bodybuilder.
Poor Michelle. What are you guys talking about? Bro, you can't make chicks big. They get upset.
They got Hattie in the back with a beanie on. He's never worn a beanie in his life.
But can I see this? I look Asian. No, it doesn't exist anywhere.
Samson looks exactly like Samson. I look like
me. Wait, you're massaging him?
Yeah, bro.
Is that him? It doesn't even look like him at all. Why is he wearing a headband?
I don't know why he's wearing a headband, bro.
Oh, they did Michelle dirty. I just saw her.
I love it. I love the poster.
She looks like a fat housewife. What is that? Oh, they ruined her. Why? Who's the guy with the glasses behind Michelle?
It's me.
Samson?
It's so funny that you said Samson looks exactly like Samson.
Who's
like,
the guy with the beanie in the back?
It's a joke. It's a joke. Oh, okay, it looks like
Wait,
him.
The guy with the beanie is supposed to be Hattie?
Yeah.
Maybe, bro. But who's the guy with the glasses then?
Samson.
That does not. Samson doesn't have a full beard like this. This Samson?
That looks exactly like Samson, bro.
You're
that
insane.
That literally looks exactly
You're
like
insane.
Samson.
You're insane.
I literally like. No, no, no. That's exactly Samson.
Why do you make me Asian?
That's true. You look like a Samson.
I look like a Samoan.
You are holding a staff too. Like,
oh, is that me?
Yeah.
But come on, you know. Yeah.
Do I look
me with the big black head?
Oh shit, they did Peter dirty, dude.
Bro, the lips and the head is crazy, dude.
I think genuinely I'm the only one who didn't get screwed over.
Peter looks like RuPaul.
They made me fat.
Look, he's wearing
fat lipstick.
I mean, the look.
Peter looks, no joke. We gotta put. Peter looks like he's doing blackface.
You gotta
this
put
is
this
crazy.
On the screen.
Peter looks like
what
he got his
that?
Wisdom teeth taken out of his fucking temples.
It's only through text. I'm gonna have to put it in post or something. This is disgusting.
No, it's an amazing. I love it
no,
so
it's
much.
So good.
Bro,
it's
I really
mean,
love
I,
it so
look,
much.
I don't mind. I've been portrayed as worse.
Is it fan art?
No, it's a poster for the New Year's show at the Third Floor Comedy Club. But it's just, you know.
Also, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. New Year's Eve, Third Floor Comedy Club. It's going to be the best New Year's show there is. 7 p.m., 10 p.m., come by. It's fucking, the whole squad's there. It's going to be mental. That's it. Mic drop.
I hate all you people.
Anyway, did you guys see
me look
that
like a crazy samurai?
Two people died in a hospital because the waiting time was too long.
Well, that's where normally a lot of people die in hospitals.
No, but in the waiting room. Like, they needed emergency care. I think one of the girls was there for 12 hours.
This is Montreal, for sure.
I think South Shore.
Yeah, yeah, us. Oh, nice.
And
I'm not happy she died. I mean, like, it makes sense that it's us.
But 12 hours in the waiting room and just died.
What'd she die of, though?
I just watched the global news thing.
That's it. They're not telling us what's going on.
Poseidon,
like,
why aren't you looking that
I'm
up,
gonna,
though?
I'm going to switch it up. But this happens often.
Yeah, it happens more often than you think. I hope that the families, if you're listening to this.
It's usually old people.
Sue the fuck out of them.
We need as much money in the system as possible. Don't sue.
No, no, sue the fuck out of them. Because trust me, there's money. They just don't put in the system. They put in their pocket. Oh, you saw what happened that CBC thing? We'll bring that up. The head of CBC, she got rattled by her own employee.
Okay.
I'll explain after we deal with the hospitals.
Okay, hold on.
Right there, first top stories, right there on the bottom. Let's see. Two patients die waiting for care at hospital on Montreal South Shore. Go down.
Jack off.
Yeah, he's not a doctor. Borgil, start reading.
Oh, fuck. Two people died while waiting in care at the blah, blah, blah. And
hold on. Stop, bro. Before you piss me off. Two people died while waiting.
Okay, I already read that part.
No,
go to the next
we
one.
We got
to
restart. Okay. Last week, Health Minister Christian Dubé, who visited the hospital on Montreal's South Shore in the wake of the deaths to speak with the personnel involved, told reporters in Quebec City on Tuesday that the province's emergency rooms are full to bursting and the situation is not improving.
Josh, it's your turn.
The emergency room at the hospital is often crowded.
It's completely unacceptable that we have these situations in our emergency rooms here in Quebec.
Why'd you do that, Borges? What the fuck?
The spokesperson did not provide details on the deaths, but hospital management told Radio Canada that the parents died. What? That the patients died in the ER on November 29th and 30th. Oh, it was two different people, two different days, unrelated. God damn, that's embarrassing. Management say they hope to have some ambulance directed away from the hospital. Bro, none of this matters. There's no doctors.
There's no doctors. Bro, I went. What did I have? I had a fucking collapsed lung. I went to the hospital. They made me wait. I didn't actually have a collapsed lung. I just thought I did, and they made me wait so long.
Yeah, no. I know. I know from everyone that has to go to the hospital. Last time my sister called me, she was like, I'm going to go to the hospital, check something out. She wasn't feeling well. And I was like, you're going to be there till tomorrow.
Bro, even, okay, so I had COVID, I think, before March 2020. I had it in February. And I went to the hospital because it was the sickest I've ever felt in my life from like a virus or some shit. You know,
like when we say sick, like you went in sideways, cap, colorful clothes. You went in, you're like, this is the sickest I've ever been. I just wanted to show you guys at the emergency. This is what sick looks like.
I've literally like, I've never felt like that weak and just like, it was horrible. And I get there and I'm like, I have to have COVID. And the security guard's like, you just go to China or something. I'm like, no. I'm like, I could have got it here. And they're like,
that's not how science works, sir.
Like, wait over there, you know. And then they come and they fucking like, so I have a pump. So like my lungs were like not working, but I used my pump and it's a steroid. So it gets my lungs working. So she listens to my back and she goes, okay, you're fine. You don't have COVID. I go, what do you, why don't you just give me a test? They go, no, we're not giving out tests. They didn't want to acknowledge that it was here.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
And then out of nowhere, they completely flipped it around and they were like, we got to fucking.
They super acknowledged and then cases. They killed all kinds of old people.
No, exactly. It was crazy. They wouldn't give a test. And then a month later, they were like, shut down the city, test everyone.
Bro, his brother cracked his head, went to the hospital with his head bleeding. And they're like, go wait in the emergency room.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they went to the hospital during COVID. The guy's head is cut open because he was rock climbing. He fell. He had his head on a rock.
Yeah.
And he's like walking in and they're like, you okay? He's like, not really. He's like, your mask, sir. It made the guy put on a mask while his head is bleeding.
Oh, that's he never told insane. Me that, my brother. I would have fucking went there and stabbed people. What the fuck?
And then he went to go, and they're like, okay, you go wait. He's like, actually, I'm a bit dizzy. And they're like, fuck, okay. Because then they have to let you go if you have a head injury and you're dizzy.
Yeah.
But he had to lie. Like, his head's cut open. They're like, go wait in the waiting room for how
it's
long.
It's horrible, dude. It's
what a bunch of scumbags.
But that's why I hate when people talk online. They go, Canada, it's we have the best healthcare system. No, we don't. It's garbage. And especially in Quebec, it is awful.
It's nice to know that you can go, but then you get there and you realize, like, fuck.
People say it's free. It's not free. We give everything to our fucking taxes.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it doesn't even go there. That's the best part about this. The reason why we're in this problem is because everyone's making money and it's not our doctors. It's not our teachers. It's not where we need. So CBC, bring up CBC president. So this is what happened. So this bitch, so CBC just laid off, 16,000 jobs?
Oh, shit.
1600? No, 16. CBC layoffs. Yeah, there you go. How much? How many? 10%.
10% of workforce. Hundreds.
No, click on the one that you just went to.
This one?
Yeah.
On CBC.com.
This is on CBC. What the fuck?
That's going to be weird.
10%.
69% government funded.
Yeah. No shit.
So they're cutting down 10% of the workforce in hopes to cope with a potential 125 million budget shortfall.
Okay, so let's do this now. $125 million budget shortfall. So 1,000 people are losing their jobs, okay? Or more. Right there, stop there. You see this chick? That is the head of CBC. Apparently, she mostly lives her life in Brooklyn, okay?
Okay.
Really?
This bitch is making.
She's kind of cute.
This old. No, she's not. All right. This broad is making $500K a year. That's her salary, okay? She gets interviewed by the CBC. Bro, the journalist rattled her.
Let's watch this.
Yeah, the journalist says, it's easier if you find a clip on Twitter, so it's just that clip or YouTube. So the journalist asks her, and you're going to see in the clip when he brings it up. So due to a Freedom of Information Act, we found out that last year when you guys also laid off a lot of people, you guys still found a way to give yourselves hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses. So this year, we could expect, since you're laying off 10% of the people, you guys aren't going to get bonuses. Ah. She's like, oh, I can't comment on that because we haven't talked about it yet. We don't know what we're going to do. And she's like, no. I know you don't know, but logically, you're not going to give each other millions of dollars in bonuses since you're firing all these fucking people, right? And she's like, I can't comment on that because we haven't made a decision yet on that. What a normal person would have said is like, of course not. We can't give bonuses. We have no money.
But she knows that they're going to give bonuses.
She knows they're going to give bonuses.
It's government money.
And this is our money, dude. This is crazy. I'd rather people are employed than this stupid bitch who's making $500,000.
I don't think we're going to be able to like stay in Canada for like in 10 years time. Like, I think we're all going to have to leave.
Yeah.
Not whatever. People are going to be fine in Canada, but going just for us, like, we're not.
Quebec or Canada? You think Canada?
Canada. I think Canada as a whole. Canada's fucked. Unless maybe something changes politically, but either, like, I don't know. I don't know what it would take. I don't know anything.
Go to
about
media,
anything.
Yeah.
I just know that the direction we're going, it's just, like, weird.
Yeah, that's
it's a
it.
Weird, creepy country.
Listen to this, boys.
Get internet famous, go to Poland.
Well,
let's watch this.
Talk to Poland.
just curious about something. I'm going to presume no bonuses so this year under the Canadian Taxpayer Federation said a Freedom of Information request showed 16 million were paid in bonuses in 2022. Please establish that that is not happening this year.
It's too early to say where we are for this year. We'll be looking at that like we do all our items in the coming months.
So there's a chance bonuses could still happen at a time when jobs are being cut?
I'm not going to comment on something that hasn't been discussed at this point. So,
okay. Just curious about something.
So this caused a shitstorm because they're like, this can't be an option. Like, you as the head have to say, no, it's not even under discussion. No one can get, the top can't get bonuses since we just told you there's no money and we're laying people off, right? That's normally how that works. Because clearly you didn't do a good enough job if you lost so much money that you're firing 10%. But she doesn't want to say it because she knows they're all going to get their bonuses.
Yeah.
Well, 60 million.
And we're talking about hundreds of, because I said hundreds of thousands to millions, depending on.
Some jobs at CBC, bro. Give me some fucking bonuses.
They're going to censor us.
Give me a fucking bonus.
That'd be an interesting path. We all just get like a CBC radio show.
Yeah.
You think they'll give it to us?
Yeah, bro.
No, we talked too much shit. I mean, they do need to make money, so they're better off. I mean, they have to do something.
They don't need to make money. The government pays them.
Yeah, true. That's the thing. Really, they literally,
we have no money. It doesn't make any sense. All this shit is, and then we have all these people that are just taking advantage of the social programs. And dude, did you? I found out another thing. I found out there's people that came here years ago, 10, 15 years, and they've never worked. Did you know about this? There's like hordes of people
who just found this out.
Yeah, I just found it out because I thought people, you know, in the beginning, whatever, it's tough, but then you try to assimilate. But apparently, there's millions of people who. Their whole intention is, I'm never going to work. I'm just going to take advantage of every program. And we have a lot of programs. Really don't want to work. And it's like, what the fuck? Should that be illegal? Like, if you're a new...
There should be a limit. Yeah,
there should be a limit. If you've been here for 10, 15 years and you're like, I'm never going to contribute, kick them out. Isn't that crazy?
Or not kick them out, but let them live on nothing. You know what I mean? Don't just like pay them every month to do nothing.
Well, no, because then you don't want a homeless crisis. Get them to fight. It's like, you came here for a new life.
This is why the United Arab Emirates are successful and Canada isn't.
Yeah, they have rules.
They have rules, bro. They fucking, you want to come here, bro, you're going to fucking be put to work. And if you die, you're going to be part of the fucking foundation, bro.
Okay, well, that's it. Now you're talking about slavery, bro, because those are slaves. They can't not work. There's forced labor.
Rome wasn't built with slave labor, bro.
It was, yes.
However, you go.
We're not trying to build Rome.
But I'm just saying, if we want to make Canada cool, we gotta ruffle a few feathers, bro.
He like realized halfway through, what the fuck am I saying? Let me make it a joke.
He's like, look, if we want Canada to be cool, we need to make slavery a thing again. I'll tell you why. It's unpopular. It's unpopular right now, but that's how you're cool. You do the unpopular thing, and then it becomes popular.
Well, that's why I don't like all these people like hyping up Dubai. It's like everyone just ignores the fact that they're slaves.
It's rich people
that just don't want to pay taxes. Oh, this place is so safe. It's so nice. They'll cut off your head. Yeah. And fucking, make you a slave. It's insane.
But they are safe.
Yes, however.
They're safe to the, yeah.
Slaves aren't safe.
I prefer the American route, old America before 9/11.
Yeah, no,
I prefer that route. You're safe and you can do whatever you want as long as you work. As long as you work, there's a dream out there and you'll create it. Before socialism really tried to like permeate the American culture, that was the best fucking place, bro. If you want to work, you're going to find work and you can make it. It's never been like that in the history of mankind. Never. And then they ruined it, bro.
Yeah.
You move to China?
No, I would never do that. I talk too much shit. I have to move to a place where I'm allowed to talk shit. It's only the States.
Yeah, that's fair.
England. Can you talk shit in England?
No.
No, you can't talk shit. Dude, in England, they want you to register your television set so they know that you own a TV. These guys are idiots.
Bro, porn sites now, they want to scan your face or some shit.
It's being discussed. I don't know if that's true.
I'm okay with porn sites at least IDing people. Like, I think that's the thing. It should be over 18.
Yeah.
Not scanning face is kind of crazy, but...
I'm agreeing with you because it changes a lot in your head to watch pornography.
Yes, fully.
So I agree with you. Pornography should be more limited. Kids should not be watching porn. I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's just scanning your face seems like they're trying to do other stuff too.
Yeah, scanning your face a bit much. You should prove it. Whether it's, you know, your ID...
But you don't want the government to know what kind of porn you are.
That's what fucks with me, is that them knowing what kind of porn you like. So you can't have one without the other.
Should be like an anonymous system. Like you give your thing, but then people are, I guess it's...
It's never anonymous.
Let the kids watch porn, I guess.
I don't want the government.
What would you rather, face scans or continue letting kids watch it?
I mean, look, I was a kid when I started watching porn, and I turned out all right.
I mean, you're massaging hookers. I don't know.
Yeah, you did not turn out all right. clearly, it affected your sexuality. But what I'm saying is,
look, man, I'm a gentleman.
Maybe like another middle ground. Just there must be a way to not make it as easy.
I watch porn. I'm fine. Bro, this is the Poseidon podcast today.
No, I wonder how much of my brain got fucked because I started watching porn at like 13.
Horrible. You're like, you're really just like a fried, like, that's why you're sucking toes, bro.
I do not suck toes. No.
Love toes.
Yeah. No, I saw one
bro,
video.
I see a girl with sandals in the summer. Right away, I'm like, oh, I hope Borgel doesn't know.
You saw one video of toe sucking and you tried it?
No, was it? I wish it was toe sucking, but it was two lesbians fucking towing each other. I'm like, oh, there's something
towing.
Weird. Yeah.
So that's like fingering with toes?
I heard about somebody.
I never knew that was a thing.
I heard about somebody. A guy shoved their big toe inside of them and it got stuck.
Nah, bro. How big is that toe?
His foot was stuck inside of her for fucking 20
no
minutes.
No way.
Sounds horrible.
That's weird.
What do you do? Like, what do you do? You're just looking at the girl. What do we do here? It's like, stop clenching. I know you're nervous. Relax.
Like, no, yeah. Like, just fucking, I don't know, get a bottle of lube and just get some butter.
Lube. Yeah. All right. So listen, because you're late, you know, we have to end this podcast now.
I'm sorry, it's okay. Everybody.
It's okay.
But we're going to do another one.
Today?
No, I don't know.
Another day.
Next week or something.
So Josh Shapiro, Waffle Sauce. Yeah. Can you follow Waffle Sauce? I have his links. Just follow him.
Follow him. Josh, follow me too, though. Follow, bro. Me too. Follow.
Me too. Follow.
Come on.
We're gonna, because an old man embarrassed me earlier. He told me that I'm not doing a good enough job promoting my business.
Dunked on by a fucking 70-year-old.
Yeah, he's like, I'm an old man. I have 800,000 followers. He goes, what are you doing? You have all this. Just keep posting. You don't post enough.
I was thinking, bro, he's not even an Arab kid, but the Arab man is still like disappointed.
He was very disappointed in me.
Imagine his son. Imagine his son didn't have followers. Yeah. It's over.
He's shocked. He's like, how are you not a millionaire? I go, sir, you're underestimating my stupidity. I am an idiot. So we're going to try to put more shorts out. That's what he told me. He says, do shorts, my friend. Do shorts. Maybe he meant I got to wear shorts. Who knows? So thank you guys for checking this out. We have everything on this YouTube channel. And if you're listening to it in audio, look, go to Patreon. The Patreon is very, very cheap. You get so much goddamn content and it allows us to create all kinds of crazy shit. Hard value, dude, in the Patreon. Huge. Patreon.com/Pantelis. Support the nation. Thank you. We've built this prison cell 'cause we can't trust ourselves. Critically ashamed and all.